Ethereum stablecoin supply hits $180 billion, a record, with 60% market share. Stablecoin supply on Ethereum reached $180 billion in early April 2026, an all-time high that represents a 150% increase over the past 3 years, according to data from Token Terminal. The milestone cements Ethereum's position as the dominant settlement layer for dollar-denominated tokens, even as competitors like Tron and Solana chip away at its share. $180 billion in counting. The $180 billion figure accounts for all major stablecoins issued on Ethereum, USDT, USDC, DAI, and a growing roster of newer entrants. Ethereum currently controls roughly 60% of the total stablecoin market, which crossed $317 billion in total supply across all chains as of late March 2026. That 60% share is down from where it stood 2 years ago, when Ethereum held closer to 70%. The decline is not from Ethereum shrinking, it is from everyone else growing. Tron added $25 billion in stablecoin supply over the past year alone, a 34% increase, and still handles more than 95% of its stablecoin volume in USDT. Solana expanded its stablecoin supply by more than 170%, driven by meme coin trading, on-chain perpetuals and payment flows, reaching over $16 billion. The total stablecoin market cap now sits at roughly $317 billion. USDT and USDC together account for about 85% of that. While Ethereum keeps winning the deposits, Ethereum's dominance in stablecoins is not a loyalty story. It is an infrastructure story. Most DeFi lending, borrowing, and yield protocols still run on Ethereum or its Layer 2 networks. When a treasury manager at a crypto fund needs to park $50 million in USDC overnight, they route it through Ethereum because that is where the deepest liquidity pools sit. Aave, Compound, MakerDAO, and their successors all anchor to Ethereum mainnet or rollups like Arbitrum and Base. Institutional custody platforms, the ones that banks and asset managers use, overwhelmingly support Ethereum-based tokens first and add other chains later. Circle's USDC attestations, Tether's reserve reports, and the FDIC's recent stablecoin guidance all reference Ethereum as the primary issuance chain. Cross-chain price parity is also tight. As of March 2026, USDT prices differed by only 0.02% across Ethereum, Solana, and Tron, with arbitrage bots compressing discrepancies within seconds. The fungibility is real, but the liquidity depth is not equal. The $1.7 trillion projection Token Terminal's forward model projects $1.7 trillion in new stablecoin inflows to blockchain networks over the next 4 years. That number assumes continued adoption in remittances, trade settlement, and on-chain treasury management. Even under a conservative scenario where Ethereum's market share slides from 60% to 50%, the network would capture approximately $850 billion in new stablecoin deposits by 2030. That is roughly 4.7 times its current supply. The projection lines up with broader trends. Circle minted $325 billion USDC on Solana in a single week in March 2026, a record for that chain. But Ethereum's weekly USDC issuance still dwarfs every other network by a factor of 3 to 5. What this means for crypto card users. Stablecoins are the funding rail for most crypto cards. When a cardholder loads USDC or USDT onto a card balance, that stablecoin originated on a blockchain, and more often than not, it was Ethereum. Cards that support stablecoin top-ups directly benefit from Ethereum's liquidity depth. Deeper pools mean tighter spreads at the point of conversion from stablecoin to fiat. For users spending $1,000 or more per month through a crypto card, the difference between a 0.1% and a 0.5% conversion spread is $48 per year. Solana-based cards like Solflare and Cast tap into that chain's growing stablecoin reserves. But for EEA and UK cardholders using SEPA-connected issuers, Ethereum-based USDC and USDT remain the default funding path. Tron and Solana are growing, not threatening. It is tempting to frame this as a competition where Ethereum is losing ground. The numbers do not support that reading. Ethereum added tens of billions in absolute stablecoin supply, while its percentage share dropped. That is not decline. it is market expansion. Tron's growth comes almost entirely from peer-to-peer remittances in emerging markets, where low fees and USDT dominance make it the default rail. Solana's growth is more diversified. Trading, payments, and DeFi each contribute. None of this threatens Ethereum's core function as the settlement layer for institutional-grade stablecoin operations. The $180 billion record is not a vanity metric. It is a measure of how much real capital trusts Ethereum's security model enough to sit there. BTC traded at $71,500, 4.0% in 24 hours, and ETH at $2,233, 5.6% as of April 8, 2026. The Fear and Greed Index read 45 in neutral territory.